Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It's possible to make mistakes, and yet your heart was right. And what does God look at? He's looking at the heart. He's not looking at perfection of performance. He's not looking at perfection of flesh. We're talking about reaching your physical goals. And you might think, well, I want to be a size such and such, or I want to see a number on the scale, or, you know, such and such, and then I'll be perfect. This flesh changes every day, right? Perfection of flesh. But what's going to make your body perfect? Not perfect technically in and of itself, but that which fully satisfies your heart. If you're satisfied in your heart that your body is where it ought to be and is pleasing the Lord, then you're at perfection. Amen. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I said, did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
When something completely satisfies your heart, we're talking about perfection of heart. Can you see that enough? Let me give you some more scriptures to drive this home. Don't turn to these. But in the Bible said, 1 Kings 8 says, let your heart be perfect with the Lord. Psalm 101:2 says, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. That's why Noah was called a perfect man. We know Noah made mistakes, but his heart was perfect. Job was called a perfect man. At the end of Job, he had to repent before God big time about things he had said and done, and yet the Bible called him perfect. Why? Because of his heart. I said his heart. And friend, that is the big thing about you and me. It's the heart. As a pastor, as an overseer of a ministry, that's my big thing about anybody that does anything in the church or anybody that does anything in the ministry. That's the big thing on my heart. You know, if somebody misses a note on the piano, that's not the big deal. If they got lost during a chord chart, I have too. But if they come up here and they hit every note perfect, but they don't really want to be there, that's not okay. Act like they're doing us a favor by showing up instead of playing unto the Lord. Their heart is not in it. Doing it to show off. Listen to this hot lick. Phew! Am I good or what? And the heart is focusing on that instead of unto the Lord. That's a problem. I said, that's a problem. And I don't care how good you are. That doesn't make up for a heart problem. Did you hear? I don't care how sharp you are, how eloquent you are, how many scriptures you can quote, how long you can pray in tongues, how many notes you can hit. If your heart's not right, you're disqualified. Did you hear me? We've had numerous folk over the years come and volunteer for stuff or want to do this or that. And I was open. They were supremely talented. But they want to show up when they want to and leave when they want to and want special dispensation about everything. Well, see, that's not just about disrespecting us. That's disrespecting the Lord. That's saying that other stuff in your life is more important than this. And that's wrong. God is number one. In your heart and with your time and with your talents. And things must be done from the heart towards God with no reservation in the heart. Nothing held back. If you did something for the church, you did something for us, you did something for the ministry, and you came a little short of it, The thing I want to know is, did you give it all you had inside? If you gave it all you had inside, I'm going to be happy with you. Even if you came short on the outside. Did you hear me? And I believe the Lord is. I can see it in the scripture. Go to the 16th chapter of 2 Chronicles. This is a very well-known passage here. And you see how it ties in with the rest of this. 2 Chronicles 16. Anybody got any verses marked in the 16th chapter? You got the 9th verse marked? It says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth." He's scanning the earth. What's he scanning the earth for? He has a desire to show himself strong. He wants to manifest his power and manifest his goodness and blessing on behalf of who? Huh? Those who are perfect in knowledge? No. Those who've attained perfection of the flesh? Perfection of performance? No, no. Those what? Those whose heart is perfect toward Him. Someone says, well, I try, but I don't know if I can have a perfect. Listen, it's not something beyond your control. Another translation renders it like this. Those who are wholehearted. Wholehearted. See, no reservation. Nothing held back. We gave God our all. Did the very best we knew. Amen. Amen. Didn't the Lord say in Revelation? He talked about people who had left their first love. Didn't he? How that was displeasing to him. He talked about people that had cooled off. And they weren't cold and they weren't hot. Now they were lukewarm. What does that mean? What does lukewarm represent? Partial commitment, partial involvement. What did he say? I would rather you would be cold. Right? Surely he wouldn't rather you be cold than lukewarm. Do you remember what he said? I tell you what, you'll find this about the Lord. He doesn't want you playing with things. Get in or get out. Right? Do it or don't. Don't poor mouth. Don't whine. Don't, well, I don't know. We'll see if we can. No, you can do what you decide to do. Well, we were intending to, but we forgot. Forgetting is not an excuse. All you just got through telling me is this was so unimportant to you and such a low priority to you that you didn't remember it. You remember what's important to you. Everybody does. If it's important to you, you're not going to forget it. No. God's scanning the whole earth. Wonder if his scanner passes through Missouri. What's he looking for? Scanning. Beep. There was a blip. Beep. It's Faith Life Church. And other churches too. People whose hearts are perfect. What does that mean? Wholehearted. Man, if we come short, it's not because of not trying. If we didn't get it quite right, it's not because we just played. We did what we knew to do. We gave, we moved, we worked, we gave it our all. Amen? And I'm telling you, when you do that, and you put your whole heart into something, God looks at it and calls it perfection. Man might look at it and find fault with it on the outside. It didn't meet this standard or that. But God looks past all that, looks into the heart. And when he sees a whole heart and a full commitment, and you just stay with something until your heart's satisfied with it, God says, perfect. The Almighty looks at you and says, perfect. That's perfect. Ooh, glory to God. Can you see this? Go to James. We'll close. Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Key to perfection is the whole heart. Commitment of heart. Here's another big key to perfection. James, first chapter. Let's go to verse 17 and we'll back up. James 1, 17. What does it say? Every good gift and every what? Perfect gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. When something is from God, that's one way you know it is from Him, is because it's a perfect gift. Now, if it's in the earth, that doesn't mean that you couldn't find some flaw with it. That doesn't mean, let's say you're believing for a car, and God gave you a car. That doesn't mean you couldn't find a flaw in the paint. Right? If it was made down here, yes, you're going to have some stuff. And you can get a scratch on a $100,000 car, just like you can get a scratch on a $1,000 car. But if it's from the Lord, it'll satisfy your heart. Yes. I said it'll satisfy your heart. Yes. It'll be all that you wanted and then some. It'll be exceeding. Abundantly, above what you thought or asked. It satisfies your heart. Are you listening now? It satisfies your heart. The thing that comes and it's almost what you wanted, but not. You know, it's sort of. That's not the thing from the Lord. Did you hear me? And you have to watch about the enemy trying to slip substitutes in on you. Try to get you to settle for less than what God has for you. Almost. Close. No, if it's from God, it's not almost and it's not close. It's what? Perfect, which means it's complete. And it satisfies you. It's complete inside. You go, oh yeah. Oh, thank God. This is great. I'm happy. Amen. You're not looking at it going, well, I guess it'll do. That's the thing that's not from the Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Standard, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R206. That's R206, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.